Today we're going to make a pancreatic supporting smoothie. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. Today's question comes to us from Kelly from YouTube, and she says, another great class. I would love it in the future if you would consider putting together an episode devoted to the pancreas, as pancreatic cancer runs in my family. Although I'm not vegan, I would consider trying smoothies and juices to help with this as well. Hope you and your family have a fabulous weekend. Namaste, Kelly. So, of course, I am a PhD and not a medical doctor, so it is important to work with a medical professional such as your MD, a naturopathic doctor, a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, or an Ayurvedic doctor for help with pancreatic cancer. Kelly was talking about Namaste Yoga 199 for the endocrine system, in which we touched on the pancreas as well as many other endocrine glands and hormones. And I have put a class devoted to the pancreas on my content creation list. And in the meantime, your pancreas secretes digestive enzymes, and it's part of your digestive system. And it also performs endocrine functions by releasing insulin and glucagon, responsible for balancing blood sugar. Chronic stress can affect your blood sugar levels, so keep practicing your yoga. Today we're going to make a smoothie that will support your pancreas and is good for people with diabetes. So in this smoothie, we're going to put a handful of spinach and about a cup of blueberries. So this always happens on our videos where we get to the bottom of our barrel. Oh, does that look like a cup? It looks like half a cup. Hold on, I got a new bag. Okay, so I'm going to add about another half a cup to that there. This isn't a very sweet smoothie in the first place, so we didn't want to skimp out on half the blueberries. Now, blueberries are sweet, but they're pretty low glycemic too, like a lot of berries are. And they're not the sweetest berry out there for sure. We are going to use stevia to sweeten this smoothie, because I'm also going to put in some things that are pretty bitter in this smoothie. Stevia is an herb, which is a sweetener, but it doesn't affect your blood sugar levels at all. So I'm going to put 10 drops of stevia in here. And I've spoken about stevia in my past videos that you can go and look that up. I'm going to put dandelion tincture in here. This is fantastic for supporting your digestive system. It really supports your liver and pancreas. I'm going to put 20 drops in. Okay. I am going to put cinnamon in because it helps to stabilize your blood sugars. So I said a teaspoon in my recipe, but that's probably going to be quite a bit. That's a quarter teaspoon. And spirulina powder, which is, did I put that in the notes? I'm going to have to make sure I go back to my recipe and add this in. Spirulina powder, it's a great source of protein, vitamin A, B12, thiamine, riboflavin, and a great source of iron as well. So this you want to make sure you add a teaspoon of. But it's quite bitter. That's why we added the stevia to this. And then you'll add a cup of water to that and blend it all up. Okay, so there you have it. Your pancreas supporting smoothie. I'm just going to pour it in here. Quite tasty, actually. Nice and sweet with the cinnamon and the stevia and the blueberries. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Leave your comments below. I love your questions. Thank you.
Make your shopping trip easy this week. for Dr. Melissa's shopping list of the top 10 fruits and vegetables for juicing sent to your inbox. Visit thirstythursdays.tv.